This recording is performed by Dr. Kylie Giblet of the Discipline of Germanic Studies, School of Languages and Cultures, on behalf of the Real Is Not Real Enough podcast. Acoustic Access to Knowledge, Embarking on a Journey of Sonic Translation. Written by Dr. Benjamin Nickel, International Comparative Literature and Translation Studies. Sound is a constant presence in our lives, right from the moment when our developing brains first grasp acoustic waves. It possesses a unique allure, offering us a soothing and immersive experience. We often find ourselves drawn into its embrace, transported to different worlds through the simple act of listening. This captivating quality of sound, where we effortlessly slip into and out of different acoustic realms with our ears, forms the essence of an audio experience that brings to life the works of 20th century German Jewish philosopher Günther Anders. In the bustling sonic orchestra of everyday existence, our senses remain ever attuned, subtly capturing fragments of sound that weave into the tapestry of our lives. The daily hum of life, the chatter of coffee orders, the rhythmic scanning of groceries at the supermarket, the transient laughter of passers-by, or the irksome ring of someone's phone conversation on the bus. Within these seemingly mundane soundscapes, there lies a concealed marvel. Amidst the auditory commotion, individual sonic threads possess an innate power to seize our attention and guide us into their narrative. They draw us in. Amid the unfolding events of the year 2020, a global pandemic forced us into isolation, relegating us to mere digitized pairs of eyes and ears that were hidden behind headphones and computer screens. In this era of enforced distance and detachment, a research team embarked on a daring expedition with an audacious goal to recapture the organic essence of overheard immediacy and infuse it into sonic presence, seeking to breathe warmth into what might seem to outsiders like the cold, inaccessible machinery of university knowledge creation. The mission was clear: unlock the extraordinary potential of sound as a conduit for sharing the intricate processes of what it means to do research and to listen to someone do research. In a world overwhelmingly dominated by visuals and text, this dominance can, at times, exclude a significant portion of the population from easy knowledge access and educational participation. It can also inhibit the feeling of being invited in, left out on purpose by technical terms and six-syllable words. Amidst all of this, there emerged a research venture that thrives solely in the realm of sound and its accessible nature. Much like the overheard conversations that offer fleeting insights into the thoughts and lives of those around us, sonic translation seeks to capture the essence of both ideas and the researchers working on them, making their discoveries and insights digestible to a broader audience via textual translation into sound. Imagine being a silent observer, perched on the periphery of vibrant intellectual exchanges within the realms of scientific exploration, humanities inquiry, and artistic creation, all literally playing out in the medium that thrived like no other during endless lockdowns. With a touch of irony that isn't lost on us, podcasts and spoken word narratives became a captivating refuge for a captive audience. A dedicated team with esteemed international collaborators was formed and united by a common goal: harness the power of sound, not merely as a conveyor of knowledge, but as an alternative world to translate Günther Anders' philosophical writings into an immersive and engaging experience as the Real Is Not Real Enough podcast series. We extended a warm invitation to the eardrum, inviting all to join us on a journey with the voice actor who brought the original text to life within our adapted performance script. The podcast paradigm. In an era characterized by the ceaseless flow of digital communication, podcasts have emerged as beacons of thoughtful exploration and bridges between academia and the wider public. While traditional forms of scholarly communication often remain confined to the realms of academic discourse, podcasts enable people from all walks of life to become active participants in the knowledge-making process. Sound is everywhere. It is there for everyone. Why can't our research be? Sonic translation as a research practice transmits more than information. It communicates the emotion and context intrinsic to research, the good, the bad, and all the necessary iterative ugly side of countless do-overs and it's not as easy as it looks moments. Much like how the timbre and tone of a voice can imbue spoken words with depth and significance, sound offers a platform to convey the passion, enthusiasm, and intellectual rigour that underpins a project that took the better part of 2 years to write, record, test, fail, do over, mix, edit, produce, audience test, re-record, rethink, repeat, and then finally publish. The podcast is a medium that transforms research into a living narrative where listeners can palpitate the heartbeat of intellectual exploration. The integrity of sound and the responsibility of the real. Real is not real enough finds its beating heart in the profound ideas of a visionary thinker, Günther Anders. His exploration of the nexus between knowledge and emotion illuminates the project's path. Anders' writings, such as the Washing the Corpses of History diary text, unveil a fascinating conundrum: the divide between our awareness of pressing societal issues like climate change, nuclear warfare, refugee crises, historical injustices, technological advancements, and our struggle to truly internalise this knowledge and to really feel that we are in its immediate presence, that this is our world. Conventional research communication, which aims to translate complex scientific truths for a broader audience, often falls short in bridging this gap of knowing and feeling. The translational approach boldly ventures to offer an alternative route, transforming these truths into something intimately personal, urgently relevant, and undeniably tangible, something that our ears can unhide for our mind, and that the comfortable lived experience of sound can guide us through, unlike the consumption of an expert's text that we give up on reading halfway. With its demonstrated impact on thousands of listeners far and wide across the globe, the principle of sonic translation also means embracing a profound sense of responsibility. Just as individual threads of sound have the capacity to capture our attention and draw us into captivating narratives, the podcast medium beckons us to eavesdrop on the vibrant conversations and research discoveries unfurling within the realm of knowledge creation. What other knowledge and insights are there waiting to be translated into sonic worlds for eager ears? By embracing sound as a vehicle for understanding, we embark on a journey where the confines of knowledge are no longer defined by walls of lockdowns and concrete structures located on campus, but by the reach of waves of sound, making education and the acoustic presence of an open mind accessible to all who are willing to lend an ear. Real is not real enough is an audio experience based on the work of the writer and philosopher Günther Anders, created by Dr. Benjamin Nickel of the School of Languages and Cultures, Dr. Christopher John Müller, Macquarie University, and Dr. Helen Wolfenden, Macquarie University, with sound design by Jacob Craig, University of Sydney, visual artistry by Eric Lubecker, and the voice acting of Edgar Eckert. The project was made possible with generous financial and in-kind support by the Consulate General of the Federal Republic of Germany in Sydney, the Austrian Embassy Canberra, DRRD Australia, Sehar Beck, the Western Costume Company, the Australasian Humour Studies Network, the Austrian National Library, the International Günther Anders Society, the University of Sydney, Macquarie University, the Goethe Institute Sydney, and the Modernism Modernity Digital Publication Platform.